Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to talk to Christine, Marty's wife. Christine is, of course, anchor woman at KDK-TV, and she, along with a few representatives from the media, were gathered, including our own producer, Aaron Ferragonio, down at Allegheny General Hospital to greet Noah Wiley and some of the cast members from the primetime show that's been streaming on HBO Max. The first season done, and there will be another. And it's set in Pittsburgh, though. They're just shooting exteriors in a couple of scenes. Right, Aaron?
Right. It was kind of funny because walking up to Allegheny General Hospital, I was looking at the revolving door. They had their same logoing that they use for the show. And I was staring at it like, is that normal? But it didn't click to me that they had set it up already.
Now, part of the reason you went there was to talk to Noah Wiley and try to get him on the show, and it sounds like that's going to happen soon.
Yes, I really believe that he's going to make an appearance on the Big K Morning Show. Honestly, it was funny. One of the first questions asked was by Christine Sorensen, and she said, how's it feel post Emmys, right? It was like 2 days ago. And he said, well, you know, I haven't really slept. So he told a sweet story about his daughter's reaction to seeing another Emmy on their mantle. And outside of that, he's like, I've just been rolling with a Starbucks cup in his hand, I might add.
And the detail in the show to make sure people know it's Pittsburgh, they go to great lengths to do this. Although somebody apparently mispronounced Woolies, which nobody outside of Pittsburgh would know anyway.
No.
But Christine followed up with a question about that detail.
The more detail that we put into the show that makes it feel more Pittsburgh specific, I feel makes it more relatable to people that aren't from Pittsburgh, because everybody has a Primanti sandwich. Everybody's got an Iron City beer in their town. And the more specific you can identify it to this place, the more people can feel like it's their place as well.
There you go.
And you'll enjoy this. Guess what both Noah and his co-star said about when we asked about sports? He said, we've just kind of been listening to Mike Tomlin. We're kind of obsessed with Mike Tomlin. I'm like, aren't we all?
The way he strings, his thoughts together. That's interesting. And he said he wanted to go to Pirates game. He was going last night.
The Andy Warhol Museum
was another. Mm-hmm. And he has a very, very direct Pittsburgh connection in the fact that his mother was born at Shadyside Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad went to Carnegie Mellon University. And it was in this town, in this city, where his parents met. So that's a really strong connection. And he said he's never gotten a chance to do all the things he wants to do in the city.
Right. It was cool because he made it a point. No one asked him the question if he had a personal tie, but he made it a point to say that, which I thought was really cool.
And he was also here with another actor who's very
popular. I'll tell you.
Yeah?
I'll tell you his name.
Very popular in the series. Noah, though, he's been around.
Yes. His co-star's name is Patrick Ball. B-A-L-L.
Yeah, and he plays kind of this doctor that's on the bubble.
Yes.
I don't want to spoil, like, be a spoiler alert, but what makes The Pitt different and what makes it popular, I think, was the way they did this. So in the 12-episode season, they covered one 12-hour shift in the emergency department, and each episode was 1 hour in real time. So if you followed from the beginning, it's like you live this shift over 12 hours.
You're equally as exhausted.
Well, mentally, it's, you know, if you're a little squeamish about seeing blood, and, you know, emergency department is what it is. People come in with all kind of different things, and they try to stick to being as real as they can. And then Noah Wyle said when he went in to meet some of the docs in Allegheny General, here's what he said.
And apologize for anything that we need to apologize for, and thank them for everything that we should thank them for.
Yeah, he gave a shout out to the men and women in emergency departments across the country on his acceptance speech, the Primetime Emmys on Sunday night, where The Pitt cleaned up.
Right. He also said he was asked, you know, when preparing for season two, were there any changes? And again, without putting any spoilers out there, he talked about the mental preparation after going through season one. And if you've seen it, you've gone along that journey with him. And in, you know, preparing for season two, he just said, you know, he had to kind of search inward, and he realized doctors don't always make the best patients. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, that was your first experience doing that.
Yeah, it was. And it was really great. I think, you know, when you do what we do, you kind of just tap in and you're locked in that moment. And so it was very cool, very adrenaline filled, but also just felt like, okay, let's find out what the people want to know.
And now you're going to book them on the show some more.
No, when I tell you I have never been more direct, because they were down to earth like that.
We used to joke with Andy Lindberg, who produced our show for 5 years, to get Raul Castro. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the persistence most times the persistence wins.
All right. Great work, Aaron. Thank you. And coming up at the bottom of this hour, our weekly visit with Christine Sorensen, and we'll get her reaction to that and what's going on this weekend, things you can do with your kids. Afternoon, some of our radio partners, and it was really fun, Aaron, because we were talking about the future of the business and the excitement. So when we started in radio, certainly the original radio station in the planet is here, KDKA. And you can imagine all the technology that's emanated since then. And you see this every day with our streaming capabilities. KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, our new KDK Radio. This is the YouTube channel.
That's what I thought of. Even our newest edition of YouTube. It's growing every day.
It is. So what's fun about it is, you can see, I said, well, you can no longer dress in T-shirts on radio or have your hair messed up if you're live streaming. Today, I've got a Pirate shirt on. We got a day game we're covering on the station that invented baseball in the radio.
Very cool.
That said, we also have an opportunity many times for our guests with the technology that exists to see the guest. When you first tell them about it, they get a little freaked out.
Yeah, right? They're like, what do you mean? It's radio. What do you mean you want me on camera? And it's like, you know, some jump and others are slow to warm, but...
Yeah, they're like, I'm up early. I'm not prepared for this.
I'm just going to call in. But I think it's really amazing to see where media is going, where it's come from, you know, because everything's going digital.
And... if you go way back, I know yesterday we broke the news here on the morning show, the passing of actor Robert Redford at age 89. And we've created a list for Aaron over the past year plus since she's been with us of, oh, by the way, Aaron, you got to watch this movie. It'd take a lifetime to watch all the movies we recommended. But truly, there are some great films in his filmography.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought CBS did a great job of Sharon, his co-stars over the years, their reaction to his passing, with CBS's Starting with Michael George.
He was Hollywood's golden boy who starred alongside some of the greatest leading ladies. And today they're paying tribute. Barbra Streisand, his co-star in The Way We Were, called him one of a kind. Meryl Streep, Redford's Out of Africa co-star, wrote, "One of the lions has passed." Jane Fonda, who starred with Redford in Barefoot in the Park, said she can't stop crying. And in Park City, Utah, the marquee of the Egyptian Theater was changed to "Applause for Bob Redford." Thank you, Sundance Kid. Sunday morning's Lee Cowan has more about the one-time heartthrob turned Oscar-winning movie maker and environmentalist.
You don't like talking about your end? I mean, who does? You know, I can't do this forever. I've been doing it since I was 21. As you move into your 80s, you say, hey, that's enough. That's enough.
He was truly a natural. Robert Redford shattered all kinds of norms of what being a movie star really meant.
Would you make a jump like that you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Over his career, he had more than 80 films to his credit.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow.
Many playing the golden-haired romantic lead.
Katie, you expect so much.
Oh, but look what I've got.
His films had both humor...
Are you serious?
...and heft.
This is some stuff in the Eisenhower campaign 1952 that Hunt was connected with.
He took risks many actors wouldn't. His directorial debut was Ordinary People, a film studios thought was too dark, and his choice for the lead, Mary Tyler Moore, too light. It won.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Redford, an Oscar.
From the time I was just a little kid, I was always wanting to go away from the rules. I didn't want to break any. I just didn't want to be held by them.
I don't even know you.
You know me. I'm just like you.
He was of Hollywood, born in Santa Monica, California, but never really enamored by it. Redford fled to the mountains of Utah instead, where he championed all kinds of environmental causes. It was up here, too, where he launched his Sundance Institute and the Sundance Film Festival, focused on those who had something to say, but were rarely heard.
Whenever there's an attempt to snuff politically, to use politics to snuff a point of view, and we try as best we can to come behind it and push that back out in the marketplace and encourage the work to be seen.
Robert Redford died at Sundance, surrounded by those who loved him and the mountains he loved so much.
You know what, Aaron? It makes me want to go back and watch some of those movies. He was in a bunch of good ones. So
it gives that old school Hollywood feel.
Yeah. Super A-lister in that world. And I've been to Sundance, his film institute. It's an amazing place in the mountains of Utah outside of Provo, which is in the mountains from Salt Lake.
Wow.
And they built right there this giant stage film, you know, the studio soundstage. And you know what was filmed in there? Yellowstone.
Oh my gosh. Don't get me started on that show.
You like that?
Loved that show until the last season, if I'm being honest, like a lot of other fans.
Are they done, or are they going to bring it back?
I believe it's done. You know, it was kind of anticlimactic, you know, just because of what happened. But it's a phenomenal show.
Okay.
But you haven't watched it?
No, not one episode. I should. Everybody tells me I should. But that soundstage studio in Park City is due to Robert Redford. As the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday at this time, we welcome in studio Christine Sorensen, KDK-TV anchorwoman, and of course, wife of Marty Griffin. And yesterday, with acting star Noah Wiley and the excitement around The Pitt, the series that won a bunch of Emmys on Sunday night, and you gathered at Allegheny General Hospital. I assume you watched the first season.
Oh my gosh. We were huge fans of The Pitt. It was really fun it was like one of the few shows that our whole family enjoyed. Chloe loves medical dramas. She loved Grey's Anatomy. So when The Pitt started, we all started watching it together, partly because of the Pittsburgh connection, because I'm not a huge medical drama person. I get a little squeamish about that stuff. But once I started, I could not turn. Well, okay, there were a few times I turned away. It got a little gory.
I know exactly
But I was sucked into the drama of the show. It was so fascinating to see what it really is like in an emergency room. Now, we got to meet Noah Wiley yesterday. He was so kind, so generous with his time, took pictures, shook people's hands. I mean, just a gentleman. And he and Patrick Ball, who plays Dr. Langdon on the show, they were both there to thank the real ER doctors who they play on the show. And in fact, we talked to some of them and they said, you know, it's very realistic. Now, it's all the dramatic stuff in a year crammed into one day. But, you know, it is pretty much true to what they experience.
And that's what's different about this series is episode one is 1 hour of a 12-hour shift in the ER. So the whole season is just one ER typical day.
Right.
Typical, I say, because they cram everything into one. So they're going to do it again, obviously. And for those that don't know, it's set in Pittsburgh. And you ask Noah about the great detail they go to make it really feel like that.
Yeah, he said he thought Pittsburgh was the best place to film it. He also had some Pittsburgh connections, which made him want to film it here. His mom was born at UPMC Shadyside. His parents met here. His dad went to Carnegie Mellon University. But he also said it's one of those cities that really doesn't get... It's not overplayed, you know, like Chicago, Miami, New York, where you see a lot of shows. But yeah, I asked him about those references because there's a ton in the show. They drink Iron City beer. There was a patient who had worked on Mr. Rogers' show. There's so many interesting ones. And he said he felt like it's important to really be authentic to that town because even for people who don't live here, it makes it feel more authentic to them as well because they have their own Iron City beer or, you know, special ties to those areas. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, Philly would have their cheesesteaks.
Sure.
Every city's got something
Absolutely.
Like that. So really good stuff you had on KDK-TV. And how about Aaron, our producer, her first foray into the movie business and being there.
I was so excited to see her there because I was so excited to be there, as was everyone. Everyone in the newsroom was a little jealous that I got to go.
Noah Wiley, whatever.
Yeah, and Patrick Ball, too. That was a nice little bonus.
All right. Kidsburg, there is a lot going on. This is the season. Even though it's September, I'm looking out in our newsroom. Pat Septak is a big Oktoberfest person. That means pumpkin fests and hay rides.
It is starting. Yes, this weekend is the start of Hay Day. So it's one day at Heartwood Acres this Saturday, and then next Saturday they have Hay Day at South Park. This is through Allegheny County Parks, and it's a free festival from 11 to 3. So this Saturday at the Heartwood Acres location, they're going to have hay rides, inflatables, puppet shows, face painters, you name it, petting zoo, just so family friendly. It's going to be a blast. They'll have food and drinks that you can purchase. So check out kidsburg.org. It's on our guide of all the fun things to do this weekend. And there's one other thing I want to mention that is this weekend only, this is the last weekend for the Summer Phipps Garden Show. The theme was Jungle Quest. I got to see it earlier this summer. It is so worth going to if you get a chance and you haven't seen it yet. It's just so fascinating how they create these jungle-themed animals out of live and dried plants. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, that place is one of the treasures right under a lot of people's noses that many people haven't taken advantage of.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first place I take a visitor when they come into town because it's one of my favorite places, but visitors are always amazed. But don't wait for a visitor to come.
All right, a very important recognition for young people about a history of something that happened here.
Yeah, this is so cool. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh has created an interactive children's exhibit focused on the Tuskegee Airmen. And it opens this Saturday, and it's going to be here through January, and then it's going to tour around the country so kids everywhere get to experience this. It's called Aim High, Soaring with the Tuskegee Airmen. And we are so lucky to have so many of them right here, you know, from our area. And what's so cool about this exhibit is it's really helping kids learn about career possibilities in the field of aviation and learning about the STEAM concepts as it relates to flying. Kids are going to get to do really fun stuff because that's what the Children's Museum does best, is make things interactive. So there's an actual cockpit flight trainer. You get to get an up-close view inside a cockpit flight trainer. You see videos of taking off and landing. It's kind of like a life-size thing. You're going to see images and learn about older planes and what it took to get to the modern planes. You're going to have, there's a land the plane maze. There's these imagination mirrors. There's wearable wings. So it's going to be a great time for all kids and families.
Great resource, kidsburg.org. Christine, are you sticking around with Marty?
I am. I'll be here 11 to 12 with Marty.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
And I'm sure Marty was thrilled you met Noah Wiley, too.
He didn't seem as excited as I was. I don't know why.
Really? Surprised. Baseball. Marty's on a short shift today. Marty, what are you working on today?
Hey, this just, and I mean just came in. Great work by Pitt Police. I love that department. They really know what the hell they're doing. They just grabbed this this guy in the FBI incident.
Don Henderson from Penn Hills.
Donald Henson from Penn Hills. Pitt Police, they grabbed him at 5th and Myrna. I don't know exactly that area, Larry, but it's probably in Oakland. Duh.
Yeah.
Near the Pitt campus, they grabbed the guy. FBI got him, positive ID. Cool. You know, though, I know they want to, I'm going to mention this off the top, they want to label this and use that ridiculous terror word. This is what's terrifying about this is, Larry, we've talked about this for decades, my brother. Here's another man who is mentally ill and can't get help. And I'm going to read you a quote from a judge about the only place this guy could go and where he ended up. Also, a guy dies. A guy dies and his wife is crippled for life. Okay. Drunk driver with her baby in the back seat hits them at 75 miles an hour. Hammered. Had her baby in the bar drinking with the baby in the car seat on the bar. Gets 2.5 years in prison, Larry. So you kill someone and cripple someone and you get 2.5 years in prison. Is that where we go here, Larry? Is that as good as it gets, Larry?
I'm actually surprised it's that much because there have been other incidents where the sentences have been much lighter.
That's why I love Larry. Because you're right. Because they say, and I don't agree with this, Larry, you get in front of a jury, you got a single mom with a baby, and they think, aw, she only killed someone. Aw, she only crippled someone. But she does have that kid, so let's let her walk. And that's what happened here, Larry. It's a friggin' disgrace. Guy sends me a note, said, I did 5 years for driving with a suspended license. At some point, doesn't there have to be some sort of equal justice? And by the way, this happened to a close friend of mine, Mark Sorreo's sister.
Understood. All right, Marty, thanks. Coming up, Marty will be joined by his wife, Christine, right off the top.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.